The federal budget is composed of mandatory and discretionary spending items. If something's mandatory, you have to do it. If something's discretionary, you have a choice. So when public policy is created and tax revenues are brought in, the federal government decides where it's going to allocate its limited dollars. Some of it is mandatory. The government must pay for certain things. It must pay for Social Security. It must pay for Medicare. This is a necessity. It also must pay for interest on the debt. Whenever we go in debt, and we're $16 trillion in debt right now, we sell bonds. To sell bonds, we have to offer interest on the bonds. Well, the interest is a mandatory item in the federal budget. Those things all must be paid. Now, discretionary items would be things like the military. Military and defense is a discretionary item. Education is a discretionary item. Foreign aid is a discretionary item. Welfare is a discretionary item. The problem in the United States is that we have mandatory spending items that are getting larger and larger and squeezing discretionary items, which impacts quality of life for so many Americans. Plus, the single greatest discretionary item we have, 20% of the federal budget, is military spending. Think of it. 20 cents out of every dollar in the United States that's spent by our federal government goes to military expenditures. And that then, in turn, squeezes out, through an opportunity cost, other items that would raise the quality of life of many, many Americans. The biggest long-term budget problem that we probably have is mandatory and is Medicare. Now, it doesn't take up as much as Social Security. Currently, Medicare is only 13% of the budget. Social Security is 20% of the budget, but it will continue to grow to where it does. Another real problem is the mandatory spending on interest on the debt. Well, as the debt continues to grow, interest on that debt is going to continue to grow. And right now, interest rates are low. When those things get bigger, we are going to have to pay more and more of the pie to interest on the debt. That is going to squeeze out necessary discretionary items that improve people's quality of life and specific things that will impact your quality of life. Things like the cost of higher education, things like loans to go to college, things like grants to go to college, things like the quality and affordability of health care in the United States. All these get affected by the inability of the federal government to pay for things other than those that are mandatory and military expenditures in the United States federal budget.